the Me Too movement, saying the prosecutors have presented an alternative universe and urged jurors to use their common sense and acquit her client.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. After we got used to some 80-degree weather on Tuesday and Wednesday, today is a little bit chilly. High temperature in the middle 50s, kind of a breezy day as well. Tonight, mostly clear. The winds die down. We're headed for a freeze. Overnight low temperature near 30. Tomorrow, a dry day, nice afternoon recovery, up to about 61 for a high. Then we're in the mid-60s on Sunday. Can't rule out some spotty showers in the afternoon and evening hours. And scattered showers Monday with a high in the low 70s. More showers Tuesday, mid-70s for a high. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating after two men were found shot last night. Police say they found the two men in a car in the 6,000 block of Atlanta Highway. Both men were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Police have not made any arrests. In Pike Road, the search for a possible plane crash near Meriwether Road was suspended last night. There was an active search after the FAA reported a distress call from a small plane in the area. We're awaiting an update on the search later today. And Senator Tim Melson has filed a bill that would allow for medical marijuana. Last year, a medical marijuana bill passed in the Senate but stalled in the House. There's a public hearing for the bill next Wednesday and an expected vote from the Senate Judiciary Committee. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
And Holly from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
We are hooping it up this Valentine's Day. Our special is just $99 for beautiful gold hoops. Tell them about it.
They're an inch and a quarter, and they're super cute.
Super cute, an inch and a quarter. That's all you got to say?
Well, you can wear them every day.
And that's it? That's all you can say?
They're great. Everybody will love them.
Everybody will love them. And Marguerite's, you come see us this Valentine's Day. $99, 14 karat, white, yellow, rose gold hoops. Hoop it up.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to infinity and beyond.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody. Just show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. And if you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted and salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4400. Or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's
time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Is that in waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon on a Friday morning. I'm Joey Clark.
How you doing?
How you doing, Jack Campbell?
Can I have a little volume?
Going deaf?
Huh? Yeah, I am. Blind, deaf.
Well, and Jack, we have a very special sidekick this morning. It's almost a reunion of sorts. I can't get rid of him, folks. He's like a fungus.
Among us.
But some of the most important organisms on the earth are fungi. Hey, Seth Spotlow, how are you?
Hey, man.
And happy birthday early.
Happy birthday, Spot Seth Lowe.
I can't hear myself either, so please turn me up.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sir. Very good, very good. Now that we're all settled in, gentlemen, 272-9228 here on News and Views on a Friday.
Bill Britt is going to be calling in here about 9:15 to discuss a bill that has been filed in the Alabama legislature regarding an overhaul of the ethics law. This is the biggest joke that's ever been filed by that pissant Mike Ball from Huntsville, who used to be a state trooper and Alabama Bureau of Investigation officer, and he loves to undermine the ethics laws in Alabama any way he can. He always thought they were too strict. And when Bill lays this out, I know our listeners are just going to go apoplectic like I did last night.
Well, I got to hear this. You called me.
Yeah.
You were. Apoplectic is one word for it.
I was mad.
And I think after you told me that, and then after I drank a couple beers, I woke up this morning feeling, like, very ethical.
Really?
Like, I really want some ethics going on here. I really want some ethics. Like, I need the, not just moral, but public ethical standards in my life. Oh, there's Joe Biden. Does he know where he is? Ain't over
he
yet.
He thinks it's South Carolina, but
yeah,
it could be Nevada. I don't know.
Yeah. So before we get to Bill's call here, and I'm looking forward to that, I'd like to hear how he lays out what Representative Ball is up to. The big breaking national news. We covered it yesterday. We opened the show up with it yesterday, talking about Attorney General William Barr.
Yes.
And
I was mad at Trump.
Yes, and Trump tweeting about the Roger Stone case. Well, William Barr did an interview with ABC News. Unfortunately, they don't just have the raw interview, but here is the reporter that interviewed Barr that goes into the interview. Let's take a listen.
George, this has been a week unlike any other at the Justice Department, creating a firestone.
That's the reporter's phone.
Barr is a strong supporter of President Trump, but he's drawing some lines. I asked if the tweets about criminal cases are causing a problem, and he was blunt, saying he wants them to stop.
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, about our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job and to assure the courts and the prosecutors in the department that we're doing our work with integrity.
Mr. Barr, the president does not like to be told what to do. He may not like what you're saying. Are you prepared for those ramifications?
Of course. As I said during my confirmation, I came in to serve as Attorney General. I am responsible for everything that happens in the department, but the thing I have most responsibility for are the issues that are brought to me for decision. And I will make those decisions based on what I think is the right thing to do, and I'm not going to be bullied or influenced by anybody. And I said at the time, whether it's Congress, newspaper, editorial boards, or the president, I'm going to do what I think is right. And, I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
Jack, are you related to William Barr?
No, but I like the guy.
No, seriously, when you wear your rounded, what are those called? Those glasses?
Yeah.
Like he has, y'all look similar. Y'all have a little more Southern in you, but you have a similar.
Yeah,
like
I have the triple chin that he has.
You look way better than him.
Yeah. But you do kind of resemble each other.
See what I deal with here every morning, Sid?
Man, he's great.
He takes things personally, though, so much.
No, I don't. Do I take it personally? Hell no.
No, but he sounds exactly like what you were saying yesterday on the content of the tweets.
Yeah, that to me, I like Roger Stone, and I know he's a pompous ass, but he's smart, and he's... excuse me, loyal to the cause, and I just don't want him to do anything that might undermine Stone.
Right, undermine Stone, undermine his own cause, and as you go into the interview here, folks, essentially, William Barr, the Attorney General, Bill Barr was going to do this anyway, and actually had already made a decision. He did not talk or consult the White House at all. And for him to come out, this is what's crazy about some of the media. He comes out, he actually criticizes the president, and the media are all about that. Like, there's cuts of Jake Tapper. Like, Jake Tapper looks like somebody's playing with him under the news desk. Like, he's just smiling like he knows too much. Like, somebody's playing footsie or something. And does it get William Barr any credit for being independent, standing up to the president?
No.
Of course, now people are like, well, Barr and Trump probably worked this out together. And this is what drives me nuts. And it's why I like and opened again with William Barr talking about the left's Scorch Earth campaign, is that this is political season. This is an election year. And there are major issues, I think, that still need to be wrapped up, say, the John Durham investigation, having to do with FISA abuse and how all this Russia stuff started. That you can't listen to the media. They're not playing fair.
No, they're not. They're not.
And so I think Attorney General Barr, I like what he said here. He stands up for himself, has backbone.
McConnell weighed in on it too, you know?
Yeah, McConnell, what did he say? It was on Fox News with Brett Baer last night. Well, I think the president should listen to his attorney general. He's very wise in picking Attorney General Barr, and he should listen to Attorney General Barr. Like, flattering the president and smacking him at the same time. McConnell's a sly devil, man. That guy is brilliant.
Oh, he's
he's a sly guy. He's good to have him on your side. If he's against you, you're like, damn, I gotta fight that guy. 272-9228. Let's go to East of the Rockies real quick. Hey, East.
Hey, look, anytime your lawyer tells you to do something, if you're paying big bucks for him, you better do what they say to do, him or her. Yeah, that's just good advice. But, hey, look, after you guys, I went off the air yesterday, I got a report that Alabama, was it a representative in Birmingham, wants everybody over 55, all males over 55, to get a vasectomy. Is that just a joke, or is that a real bill?
Yeah, she wants to mandate if you have three kids, after the third child is born, you have to get a vasectomy. Or by the time you turn 50, you have to get a vasectomy.
Who sponsored this bill?
I'd have to. It's actually on Greg Budell's Facebook page. But the reason for it, East, is a response. It's she's pro-choice, and she's responding to the pro-life movement, saying, if you're going to control women's reproductive health, I'm going to control men's reproductive
health. Isn't it amazing, though, how progressives cannot stay out of the business of eugenics? Even trying to make a point, you know, they still want to control. And you know, we just if we're against murder, then somehow we're trying to control people's bodies. And I don't understand that, but...
Okay. I don't think it was a very smart bill in a literal sense, or even if she's trying to make a point about you control women, I'm going to control men. I don't think she's making a very good point there.
Yeah, symbolism without substance, guys. Yeah. Hey, great show, Seth. Happy birthday.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Jack, thank you for not taking anything off of anybody, sir.
Okay, East, I appreciate that.
Yeah, all right.
And as promised, we now have Bill Britt on the phone. Bill, how are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. I hope y'all are.
We are. I was telling our audience that you were going to call in. Bill and I had a conversation last night. You know, we talk all the time. And I said, what's new? And he said, well, Mike Ball has filed this comprehensive ethics reform bill. And when you described it to me, I went ballistic. And do you mind filling in our listeners and let them know what your Alabama legislature is up to?
Absolutely, Jack. And you were right to be outraged. Mike Ball is representative from Madison County. He is a very, very close friend of convicted felon, former Speaker of the House, Mike Hubbard. During the Hubbard pretrials, when we had all this stuff about prosecutorial misconduct, Ball came down and testified and said, as the House Committee Chair on Ethics, he would work to change the law so that no one like Mike was ever convicted again. He said that under oath on the stand in 2015. Well, it's 2020, and he is coming back to try to keep his promise. And it's very deceptive because, you know, if you just read it, I mean, you're talking about some 63 pages. If you just read it, it kind of places look benign. But again, how they do it is they add a word, they delete a word, they change the meaning of words, and all of a sudden you have a bill that would make it so that lobbyists could be consultants for economic development issues, that lawmakers could also work as consultants and lobby the legislature on behalf of their client. Say a lawmaker got hired by the city of Montgomery to be a consultant. Well, then they could lobby the House or the Senate on issues that are close to their client.
It's unreal.
Nothing could be done about it. Now, those are some of the sneaky little things. Big one is, you're going to love this, Jack, Joey, you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
According to the new law, if it passed, the Attorney General of Alabama nor a district attorney could bring a ethics law, to charge a public official with breaking the ethics laws without first going to the Ethics Commission. The Ethics Commission would have say-so over where law enforcement could enforce the ethics laws.
Is there any other law on the books, Bill, that allows any other body, regime of law, where a committee or a board or somebody who is appointed has, I guess, more supersedes the attorney general or a district attorney in actually bringing a case about that law? This baffles me.
No, not that I'm aware of. And I've talked to several former prosecutors. I've talked to some lawyers that specialize in ethics but don't want to change the ethics law to favor the crooks. And nobody seems to know of one. This would be absolutely unique, and it would neuter the attorney general's office or a district attorney's office from bringing a public corruption case.
If it has to originate with the Ethics Commission, that is an appointed body by politicians.
Right.
Exactly. Well, think about it like this, okay? Hubbard would have never been indicted because the head of the Ethics Commission, Judge Jerry Fielding, former senator, was appointed by Mike Hubbard. And others were appointed by friends of Mike Hubbard. So they come to the commission and say, look, we believe that Mike's doing something wrong, but y'all got to look at it first. You think that would have ever gone through
No, I know it wouldn't have gone through.
Never happened. Because, again, it's a political body. It is not, I mean, they all are, but attorney generals have, let's go back, in this case, Matt Hart, career prosecutor. It has career prosecutors that bring these cases. And that's what you want. You want people that specialize in these areas of the law, where, you know, time and again, the Ethics Commission has found that they just throw out cases.
Oh, I know. And a guy will be guilty of, like, doing something 12 times, but they're only gonna nail him for one.
Right, right. And this is another one that's really good. They have this thing, minor offenses, right? So now minor offenses now, you know, come with some serious penalties and money charges. Well, now if this bill passed, a minor offense. You would get a public reprimand or a private reprimand from the Ethics Commission. God. How many do you think those that they're going to put out there? We have people cheating on their financial reports, and the Ethics Commission just dismissed
John them. Merrill referred... John Merrill is he's the clearinghouse for all ethics forms. When you... or a candidate or a political office holder, you file your report annually and sometimes more often during election years with the Secretary of State.
Right.
He started looking at these things and realizing there were discrepancies between contributions and expenditures, and every one of them that didn't match up, he told them that they had X number of months to get it straightened out, and if they didn't, he referred them to the Ethics Commission, and he did, right. And the Ethics Commission didn't prosecute a single one of them.
Wow.
They threw out dozens and dozens of cases.
Unbelievable.
Because they didn't want to prosecute their political buddy.
Does this bill have a chance to pass?
Well,
I mean, is Mac McCutcheon, he's Speaker of the House, is he going to let this get out of the House?
I have no idea. You know, why Speaker McCutcheon still has Mike Ball as the chair of the Ethics Committee in the House still baffles me. This is a guy who has repeatedly accused the Attorney General's office and its prosecutors of wrongdoing.
And yeah, because he got questioned.
Yes, yes. But he's a thin-skinned.
I called him a pissant a minute ago.
Yeah, well, he should not be in state government. He should not be there. And this is a case where we just keep reelecting the same old crony class that has fostered the kind of corruption that we still have. And, you know, Ball is just symptom of the whole problem. I mean, Jack, it reinstates junkets. You can go on junkets again.
Oh, good. Dove hunts in Mexico and...
Exactly.
God almighty. Golf trips and Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. I mean, you can do all that under Ball's thing. And it's pretty crafty because it says you can't... A lobbyist or a principal can't give them anything. But then it turns around and opens up other stuff that they can have for free. And that's the problem. A lot of these guys, they want to come down here to Montgomery, and just like the Democrats before them, they want to be able to go out and party and drink and go get their clothes paid for, and nobody says a word about it because they want the good, and they want to make money off their office. And this is the kind of thing, if voters are not aware, the voters of Madison County have no idea what Ball's doing. They don't know. They are worried about what Nancy Pelosi is doing or what Bill Barr is doing, and they don't know a thing about what Mike Ball's doing. And that's fine.
Well, nobody reports it, for one thing, except you and maybe one or two others. That's it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If people don't know, they just keep voting for the same old crooks. And that's why we have the problems we have. But think about it, an ethics commission led by Lynn Stewart.
God almighty. The former Chief Justice. She loses to Tom Parker, so Kay Ivey gives her appointment to chair the Ethics Commission.
Right.
Cronyism. Right. Bill, we got to go.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Bill. Really do.
Appreciate your call.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Now, he's enlightened our audience. And one of the things that's going on.
Now, I would love that Bill or anybody, especially folks on different sides of this, aside of this ridiculous, the way Bill described that, that's absurd, especially the part about a DA, a district attorney or attorney general couldn't bring a public corruption or an ethics case. That's without the commission first doing it. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, what if you have a corrupt mayor who's stealing from the city? The district attorney of that county can't bring a charge against him. He's got to clear it with the ethics committee first.
And DAs.
That's insane.
DAs and AGs in the state are independently elected.
They're elected, exactly.
So they have independence from the legislature. So if they need to investigate the guys, they can without having to worry about hurting their buddies. And they still might worry about hurting their buddies, but it's not the same thing. Now, but the one thing, I would love to have Bill back and others.
Well, they're taping the show on Fridays now.
Yeah, okay.
And that's why they start at 10:30, so I wanted to make sure.
But I'd like to get into the current state of ethics law, and we just didn't have enough time. I was going to ask Bill, just for the sake of discussion and argument, is there something about the ethics bill that he and current laws that are too stringent or not stringent enough? What would he do or anybody out there do if they were going to change the ethics law, aside from what Mike Ball has put forward?
They keep watering it down. I don't think it's too tough, that's for sure.
Okay. 272-9228, 272-9228. You following, Seth?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, Seth the other day is like, I don't get this whole politics thing. I'm like, just hang out with us a little bit more.
We'll just get you mad like we get every day.
Man, this is like the third birthday I've been here, and I'm getting something.
You're coming along.
I'm getting there.
You're coming along.
Yeah.
272-9228, folks. One thing I think Seth does understand is I have changed my, I hate to put it this way, but I've changed my body, haven't I?
Oh, yeah, man. You have one less chin.
Yeah, one less chin. I actually put on like 20 pounds of muscle in the last year.
Dude, you're buff.
And about 10, 15 pounds of fat because of the eating. But I've been loving going to Express Fitness 24/7. They now have a new location over on Harrison Road, 3331 Harrison Road. Old Hogan's Gym location, excuse me, pardon me, easy for me to say, but it's Express Fitness 24/7 at the Hogan's Gym location on Harrison Road. I love the place. A great culture, number one. A lot of good folks working there and folks working out there using the facilities, but they have state-of-the-art equipment, free weights, whether heavy barbells or dumbbells, plate-loaded machines, cable weight machines, cardio rooms, rooms and rooms of cardio equipment, from treadmills to Stairmasters to the Arc Trainer, elliptical machines, bikes, an activity room where you can even do the fitness battle ropes. You ever seen those, Jack? The big old ropes,
yeah.
You like run. Yeah, that's so much fun. And so check out Express Fitness 24/7 today. It's a low sign-up fee and then a very low month-to-month rate. No long-term contracts. So if you want to try it out for a month or two, you don't have to worry about being locked into a 6-month or a 12-month plan. Check them out today online, expressfitness24.com. And if you do stop by, especially the Harrison Road location, tell them Joey from the radio sent you. 272-9228. We got to hit a break here. Rodney Thomas, or Thomas and Rodney, because Rodney Thomas sounds like somebody's name.
Yeah, it does. Or Thomas Rodney.
Yeah, but y'all hold on. 272-9228 if you want to get in. More news and views when we come back.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek plan. Good for the tribe. a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. What do you know about Sly and the Family Stone, Jack?
Very popular in the 60s and 70s.
You know,
I know a lot of their songs.
There's a song called, I think, In Time, that Miles Davis used to make his band listen to on loop for like half an hour. He's like, that's the rhythm we're going for. Like, this song's called Skin I'm In, though. 272-9228, more news and views. This hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 50% off Valentine's Day special. 50% off for news and views listeners on all video transfers to digital format. Call Dan Black Studios today. Tell them you're a news and views listener. Take advantage of that 50% off that Valentine's Day special. 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black and the whole team at Dan Black Studios being great sponsors here of this hour of news and views. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228, to call us. Thomas, thank you for being patient. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. I just want to call and tell Seth happy birthday. He's a co-worker of mine, and we both playing hooky today, so.
You're not there either? Oh, well, thanks, man.
No. I had to go take my pigs to be packaged. So, anyway, they went to be packaged and headed back listening to y'all on the radio. Thought I'd say happy birthday.
Thank you very much,
man. And I know you turn into big, I ain't gonna say how to turn it, but yeah.
30.
You're still younger than me, so hey. That's what counts. Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate
man.
It, Thomas.
All right. Y'all have a good day, and Seth, have a good weekend.
You too,
don't party too hard. I'll see you Monday.
Yes, sir. No, and Seth, you do see that paddle's still over there.
Don't even threaten me.
So 37 licks?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Jeff Coleman.
I'm not trying to date him or anything, all right?
Oh, that's great.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Rodney. Hey, Rodney, welcome to News and Views.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good
morning.
Happy Valentine's to all the folks out there today.
Happy VD.
Everyone has a great day.
Happy VD.
Yes, sir. Guys, you know, it's pretty simple when you start talking about prosecutors and things of that nature and what their authority is and what they're there to represent. But we all know that we have a bunch of great prosecutors out there. But we do have some that have a political office that they run with. They keep in mind the future of their careers after they leave from being a prosecutor, and then we wind up with some of these prosecutors who do this, and this is the end result of it. If there's prosecutors out there and they don't put foremost the laws and withholding up the laws in our state and in their districts, and they do anything other than that, then these people are morally criminals themselves. Unfortunately, we don't live in a perfect world, and we have a lot of great prosecutors, and I want to make that perfectly clear. But if you're a prosecutor out there and you have something you can prosecute, and it's a cronyism behind it, is a friendship behind it, or there's something in the future you're looking at in your career that's driving you in the decisions that you make, then we're coming to get you, just like any other lawbreaker in our state. A prosecutor is there to do a job. He takes an oath, and if he fails to do that and crosses the line in a criminal matter, then if they wind themselves up on in the justice system and on TV with handcuffs on their hands, then good for them. So I hope we don't have any or many of those out there. But if we do, don't be discouraged. People just need to stay focused on what's going on more than what they are. And also, if some of these fellas are not following through with certain things, there's a question I'm going to ask y'all. Isn't this something as a personal citizen can turn this over as a complaint to Aaliyah and have them investigate the prosecutors?
Well, if you were to find a situation where a prosecutor turned the other way, I do think there is a remedy. You could probably, if it were a local prosecutor, you could probably go to the Attorney General's office and report it as a citizen, and maybe they would look into it. Now, if it's somebody in the Attorney General's office, I don't really know what your recourse is.
You'd have to do something public, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's when you play the different branches against each other. You probably go to the legislative, maybe look into that. Or Aaliyah might be a good spot, but the AG's over all of law enforcement. So if it's an AG problem, yeah, who knows, Rodney?
But here's the deal. So, if it were a state representative that you were turning in and you went to Aaliyah, they're not going to do anything because the legislature funds their agency. You know, it's a vicious cycle and circle of sharks.
Yeah, you're right. That's one of the best statements I've heard said about it. But guys, let's just say that if you're living in your community and you're not happy about something or you think something's funny going on, don't sit by it. Operate off the same standard. If you see something and it smells funny, say something. Call the folks down at Attorney General. Talk to the people down in Leo, whatever you have to do, and see what you can get done. And at the end of the day, when you're standing in front of a TV camera with all the stuff you done did, and you go to so I'm not going to name any stations, but if you go to them and I've done this, I've done that, and don't think these guys ain't looking for a story to put on TV. And that's what we need to do, stay proactive, keep stuff out there, and hopefully if we do have a rotten egg out there somewhere, that it brings some awareness to them that, you know, someday you may be walking to your car and all of a sudden you get approached by somebody you never imagined. Just keep that in the back of their minds.
Well, I appreciate the call, Rodney. Really do.
All right, guys. Bon temps, Larry, and happy Mardi Gras.
Indeed.
Thanks.
More news and views when we come back. Lawrence, John, hold your positions on the phones. 272-9228, 272-9228. More news and views after this quick break. Time to rain.
coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a change of climate we've had over the last couple of days. Today is going to be breezy, kind of chilly, high temperature in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We're headed for a freeze. The overnight low temperature drops to about 30 around dawn Saturday, but a nice recovery Saturday afternoon up to about 61, a dry day. Then on Sunday, high temperature in the mid-60s. Can't rule out a few spotty afternoon or evening showers somewhere in the area. Scattered showers Monday, high in the low 70s, and up to the mid-70s Tuesday with a risk for more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new.
Welcome back.
So exciting, whenever you're
Folks can't see it. Every time I hear a song that Jack Campbell likes, I just have this image of Jack Campbell in the studio. And when he lip syncs, he always just like opens up his arm.
He's like, going to fly away.
You damn right. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right.
Yeah. 272-9228. 272-9228.
Again, big fan of the Supremes, I am.
Yes. Well, it's a good choice for you. It's a good band. Mm-hmm. Or group. Girl group.
Now, I also love me some Martha Reeves and the Vandellos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All that music, man, from the 60s. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. And there was a true golden era, all different genres. There's still good new stuff. But anyway, again, folks, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 50% off for Valentine's Day. 50% off all video transfers, say the old Betamax VHS, to a digital format. So like a thumb drive, digital file, or a DVD. Dan Black Studios has you covered. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this hour of the program.
Dude, I really enjoyed the other day when you had him on.
Yeah, Dan Black's a great guy.
Yeah, it was cool. And him explaining all the stuff that he transfers.
And then the audio stuff he does for folks. Now that cars don't have CD players and people still love their CDs, he'll take all your CDs, convert them onto digital files on a thumb drive that you can plug into these digital receivers now that do Bluetooth and USB plugins in your car. So you can have it all there. I tickled Jack Campbell somehow.
Yeah, no, I knew this woman in Austin worked for M Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And after lunch, she would be taking all the CDs down to be processed, whatever. And she would push her bosoms together and go, CDs, CDs, CDs.
It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Her name was Marianne. She had those old bosoms pushed up. CDs, CDs. Oh, God.
Those are the days. 272-9228. John, welcome to the show. John?
John's worrying about changing superintendents.
Right.
Not too worried.
3, 2, 1. John, did you mute yourself?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, John. Where you been?
I was here. I just apparently my face put face pushed the mute button. So
that's what I thought of.
My fat cheeks do that all the time.
Good morning, y'all.
How you doing?
I was going to see if you could give me an update on the status of the school board superintendent being appointed versus elected.
That election will be March 3rd, and I haven't heard anybody. Well, we had Stephanie Bell on the show. She is currently on the school board, and she opposes it.
So it is an election for the public. It's not.
That is exactly right. It's Amendment 1.
And it's not just the superintendent, John. It's the whole board. They want to change it to be appointed.
Yeah.
Okay. My wife had told me something earlier today, and I thought she was misinformed, and now I know she is. So. All right. Well, I appreciate that.
Well, don't tell her. Blame it on us.
It's always no kidding. Get our ass in trouble. It's always safe to vote no on amendments.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Sounds like it. All right. I appreciate y'all's time.
Thank you, John.
Right. I have a little story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend. Really a friend of a friend, but I know him, and he's a good guy. He worked for Bernie 4 years ago.
Bernie Sanders?
Yes, Bernie. And
you know, if you go to the supermarket, there's like 27 different types of deodorant. Why do we need this many? Why do we need all this?
I don't know, Bernie.
Like, we need one good deodorant, like pine needles. I think everything in the country should smell like pine
or
needles.
Like how pine about salt. Juniper berries?
No, juniper berries.
Gin.
Gin? What, are you drunk?
Yeah, Bernie. All right.
Anyway, he's
so this kid worked, I say kid, he was probably 27. He's probably 30, 31. Well, he's worked for Bernie, really believes in him, has the burn. Guess who lured him away? Michael Bloomberg.
Really? Bloomberg?
All right, now this kid said to my friend, I can't stand Bloomberg. He's a racist, and he disguises himself as a good guy, and he's trying to buy all the black voters. But I'm going to work for him. And so my friend said, why? He's paying me $7,000 a month.
Woo!
Moving me from Houston to Dallas, and buying me $4,000 worth of electronic equipment.
Yep.
Including an iPhone 11, an Apple TV for his home so he can monitor, and all these other Air Max. And he said, and paying his health insurance.
The fact that you know somebody who's actually this is happening to, and he's doing this because it's with money.
Yeah.
Like, it truly is
money. He said, I can't stand the guy.
Right. And actually, this reminds me of Hillary Clinton. Last time I was in D.C., I actually randomly ran into some people working for the Clinton campaign. This was 15, 16. And I said, what do y'all think about Hillary? We're like, oh, we can't stand her. But, you know, we're paying our dues.
Yeah.
Working our way up the ladder. Yeah, But a listener named Jeff sent me this message, and it's a Twitter feed by a guy named Blake Zeff. And Blake Zeff says, I've worked against Bloomberg, covered Bloomberg as a journalist, and work with his top aides, and here's their playbook. He's going to try to use his fortune to fundamentally alter, manipulate U.S. politics to his personal advantage, way beyond just buying a bunch of ads. We got to hit a quick break, and when we come back, I want to read some of these tweets. This guy lays out a lot of what you just said anecdotally based on your friend.
Yeah.
And more. It is incredible what Bloomberg is doing. It's evil genius stuff, to be honest, folks. There's a reason this guy's worth, what, $61 billion?
Yeah, no kidding.
And he is now putting to use. So more about that when we come back. 272-9228. More news and views after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500. And tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Coming up in the next hour.
For you to say, yo, Tom.
Hour.
Todd.
Next hour, we have Terry Hasdorf, candidate for Congress, here in the studio. We'll be interviewing her. But, Jack, before
but
we...
But first...
Yes.
Today's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Guess who's open?
Heirloom
6948
Jewelers.
Vaughn Road. Heirloom Jewelers. Your one-stop shop for some beautiful body accessories. And I'm not talking about tattoos. I'm talking about necklaces, bracelets, rings, watches. You name it, they have it. They specialize in estate and antique jewelry. Troop Booth is not the middleman. He buys it and sells it directly to you. And it was some of the things he has were made back in the time when jewelry was a real art and a craft, and where pieces are very individual. Well, that's what he has in his showcases at his shop at 6948 Vaughn Road. Troop Booth is very well-versed in every piece that he has. He's certified by the Gemological Institute of America, and he will sit down with you if you have some jewelry that you don't want. You're not using it.